people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
February. Let's get right into our Intel Hub News Brief.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief. Uncovering the cold hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from the Bob Tuscan Show.
Well, protesters storm government offices in Greece. All protesters who refused to leave the area were dispersed after the police fired tear gas canisters and attacked people with batons. There are several reports of injuries, at least two requiring admission to the hospital, and there has been at least 35 arrests. A nominee for the SEC Regulatory Commission has a long history with corrupt banks. While Miss White is a decorated prosecutor, she has spent the last decade vigorously defending and billing by the hour Wall Street's biggest banks as a rainmaking partner in the white shoe law firm Devassier and Plimpton. The average partner at the firm was paid $2.1 million a year, according to the American Lawyer. But she was no average partner, very likely being paid at least double that. Her husband, John W. White, is a corporate partner at Cravatha, Swain, and more. He counts J.P. Morgan, Chase, Credit Suisse, and UBS as his clients. He, too, was a former official at the SEC, another example of a complete conflict of interest. School shootings at an Atlanta middle school injures at least two, and what seems to be an increasingly common occurrence, or at least the media keeps talking about it more, As the push for gun control continues, a shooting at an Atlanta middle school has left at least two wounded, and the corporate media once again pushing fear onto the masses. According to a report by the Associated Press, two suspects are in custody, and one teen was rushed to the hospital after being shot in the head. Marijuana legalization bill introduced in New Hampshire. Kudos to the Porcupine State. A group of five bipartisan lawmakers has introduced legislation that seeks to make New Hampshire the third state to legalize and regulate the adult use of marijuana. The measure, House Bill 492, would legalize the possession of up to an ounce or less of marijuana and the private cultivation of a limited number of marijuana plants for adults 21 years of age and older. Oakland cops point guns at sleeping one-year-old in misdemeanor warrant search. Listen to this insanity. Two Oakland police officers pointed their firearms at a sleeping 19-month-old child while investigating a misdemeanor crime, according to a new report released Thursday. The sleeping child posed no threat to the officers, obviously, and yet they pointed their guns at the one-year-old anyways. The alarming incident was cited by independent monitor Robert Warshaw in his latest report on OPD misconduct. And last but not least, organic farming. Well, there's a conference focusing on resilience going on as we speak. The three-day Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York conference offered practical workshops, a trade show, networking, locavore meals, and dancing to about 1,200 organic-minded farmers, gardeners, environmental and health advocates, and consumers. This sounds like something that's right up my alley. As an organic gardener, this is the type of initiative that we need to get behind. It's a solution to combat the powers that shouldn't be in these serious times. Anyways, when we come back, we're going to have 19-year-old Dan Johnson and Panda.
The Bob Tuscan.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, I'm lucky to have Dan Johnson joining us tonight. He's from PANDA, People Against the NDAA. And, he's been working very hard to promote awareness about the NDAA and more importantly, get rid of it. We absolutely have to abolish it. And I think you get most of your credit for, being in your teens, dude. I mean, I don't know that people out there should be ageist about this. I mean, I think no matter what age you are, there are groups of people that see through the lies, see through the tyranny, and want to do something about it. And then there are those who are, asleep and want to remain apathetic. Do you find that to be the case as well? Are you with me, buddy?
Yeah.
Dan's up? There he is.
Yeah, I'm here. You can't categorize any group as having any sort of tendency to do really anything, because then you're falling into the whole collectivist mentality of viewing people as in groups instead of people as individuals.
Right. So when I see it being touted around that you're 19, are you still 19?
I am still 19, yes.
Right, still 19. Okay. Not too far off from my age, for that matter. But when I see people touting that, is that the word I was looking for? Maybe not. Anyways, by the way, I'm half asleep tonight for the interview. So if I sound loopy, there's a reason for it. It's because of a 7-month-old baby that's been waking me up earlier and earlier. But anyways, we'll get past that and we'll talk about Panda and the NDAA. But what was it that made you want to get involved? I could say the same thing that a lot of people say. Oh, well, most people your age are, going partying for college and, it's Friday night here, 10 o'clock. What the hell are you doing on my radio show?
Well, I had good parents for starters. They kept me out of public school, which is a great, great move on their part.
Yes, it was.
I was kept out of the government indoctrination centers and was homeschooled all the way up till college. And then I decided I needed to, it was more to get out of my parents' house than anything else. But went off to college and, it was about fall of 2011 and right around Thanksgiving when they were debating the NDAA in the Senate, I was using StumbleUpon. I was procrastinating homework. And it was the greatest thing to do it with because it would just pick random links and you'd go to one of them. Well, I owe a deep debt of gratitude to whoever added a video called 61 Senators Betrayed You Today to StumbleUpon because I stumbled across that video, 61 Senators Betrayed You Today, and I used to be a flaming neocon. And I was always brought up to do things with excellence. So I'm going to be an excellent neocon. I would have stood with the riot police and throwing rocks at protesters. I was the guy who would have stood in front of the rubbish of the World Trade Center and said, kill all the terrorists, kill them all now. No trial. They don't need a trial. They're dangerous criminals. Well, I watched that video and I knew Nazi Germany because I had been a huge, huge World War II buff. I'd looked into Imperial Japan and the rise and fall of the Third Reich. And when I saw the NDAA and somebody drew the line between the NDAA and the 1933 Enabling Acts, I remember looking at that going, no way. That's not possible.
How similar are they?
Add the Patriot Act to the NDAA and add the NDRP on top of it, and you basically have the 1933 Enabling Acts verbatim in English.
And didn't Hitler also refer to the homeland?
He did, yes. He referred to more the fatherland. I believe the Führerland. I can't speak it in German. But I want to say it was the fatherland he more referred to than the homeland. I think the homeland was... but yeah, he referred to it as the fatherland, and he referred to the Jews as domestic terrorists in German. And... You have so many similarities that I violate Godwin's law all the time, which I'm sure you're familiar with. Then if you mention Hitler in an argument on the internet, you lose instantly. But the similarities between what we're going through right now and what Germany was going through then are so close to each other. You see, because America right now is just following what other countries have done. We're following a country cycle. It's called the cycle of the body politic. It was coined by former British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli. And I don't remember the entire cycle, but it basically goes from bondage to religious freedom, from religious freedom to liberty, liberty to abundance, abundance to prosperity, prosperity to complacency, complacency to apathy, apathy to dependence, and dependence back into bondage. Usually this cycle takes 250 to 300 years. Well, right now, America's reaching that point, reaching that 300-year mark.
Wow, scary stuff. 2076,
we'll have the 300-year mark, and 2026, we'll have the 250.
How is it that more people aren't waking up to this, so to speak? I mean, isn't it blatant tyranny?
It is. It is blatant. It's in your face. It's... hey, by the way, your government and your country, your government is turning your country into a tyrannical dictatorship. But Sun Tzu made some very good points specifically on controlling the thoughts and the minds and the mindset of the population. And he said, one need not destroy one's enemy. One only needs to destroy his willingness to engage. And that's very true. So
yeah, because they're more busy with Dancing with the Stars, American Idol. And because of that, they don't want to spend the time in looking at this kind of thing. So they're not engaged.
You have to wonder who said that quote first. They're always busy with Dancing with the Stars. Because that is, out of all the TV shows anybody could pick,
it's always Dancing with the Stars. That's a great point. I wonder that too.
And then right afterward is American Idol. So it's American Dancing Idol. With the Stars. They're always watching Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. It's like, so why did we just pick these two as our least
favorite? I think Dancing with the Stars is such a ridiculous concept that so many people were – I mean, I don't have a TV, and I'm sure you don't as well, being that you were homeschooled. Am I right to make that assumption that your parents didn't have the Tavistock Institute devices?
Oh, we had the TV, but we didn't have cable or anything, so we didn't really watch anything besides the Ohio State-Michigan game and the Thanksgiving parades, and the rest of it was used for, well, either never used or later when I was like, I'd at least been 13, 12, we brought in video games. We were always taught to be skeptical of the mainstream media.
Interesting. Well, you know, while we're on this topic, and I want to talk about Panda and I want to talk about the NDAA, but while we're on this topic, this is something that is of extreme interest to me because I plan on homeschooling home unschooling for that matter, you know, because that's more of what I'm interested in is unschooling. Will you describe to us that process and how you feel that you've benefited from it?
I think the easiest way to describe what homeschooling does to for a kid is I was at Bowling Green State University, where I currently go. It is the little communism in the Midwest. The head of political sciences, self-avowed communism, three teachers in there are self-avowed communists, self-avowed socialists abound. So I'm sitting in what I call my Agenda 21 class, but it's public administration, same thing. And they're talking about equality of education. And the teacher goes on and she says, equality education, we need more equity. She said that the reason the No Child Left Behind Act failed was because it wasn't specific enough. Not because the federal government got involved, of course, and going on and on and on. And eventually I challenged her. So I said, so why are we so worried? And I remember saying this. Why are we so worried about equality in education? And I went on from there. But as soon as I said that, you could hear the audible in the class. Everybody is already paying attention. And I said, okay. So why are we so worried about equality in education, and why are we so worried about equality of giving funds to different schools in the poor districts or in the wealthier districts? Why are we not worried about stressing the individuality of the person? Why are we not worried about taking that person and using their strengths to benefit them? Maybe those poorer neighborhoods, they may not have the money, but they have the tools to develop the strengths that are still in that community. Just because you grew up poor doesn't mean you have to be uneducated. I went on, basically said, look, you're treating people like robots. Why are we doing this? And she said back, she said, well, you know, if your country only has an eighth grade education, you're never going to be able to compete in the global economy. And I stopped her right there. And I said, I said again, so you care more about the health of the country than the individual? And she said, yes, absolutely. That right there. It's not necessary. If somebody else had done it, I'd have been fine with it. It's not about what I said, stood up and said, not tooting my own horn. What I'm pointing out is that mindset that your child needs to fit into the global economy is what schooling does.
Yep, and that's exactly right. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Dan Johnson from Panda.
Show. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
You know, I could just talk about homeschooling for the rest of the show, but I won't bore my listeners. Although I think it's important, and I think most people out there are interested in the topic, because after all, if we brainwash our youth, then we're going to have brainwashed adults, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, you just have to look. You don't have to even use the term brainwashing. Just look at who runs it. You know, regardless of the institution, regardless of who ends up running our school system, look at who runs it and automatically counter for the beliefs of that person. Because regardless of whether they want it to or not, and the government wants it to, regardless of whether they want it to or not, if the government is teaching your children, they're going to be teaching your children in the way that government wants them to be. And, you know, you really can't do a worse job than government. Look at the amount of people they've killed. You really
That's
can't
exactly
do
right.
a worse job.
Far more people than Sandy Hook could ever have aspired to have killed. Even if they killed all the kids in the school, the government would still have been guilty of so many more. Specifically with the drone attacks, right?
If you dropped a nuke on Chicago, the government would still have killed more people.
Mm.
Okay, that's how many, that's, I believe it's called Democide. And that's how many people.
Yes, that Democide.
The government kills daily. I mean, you get.
Death by democracy.
Death by democracy, yeah, there you go.
Listen, I want to talk about the NDAA and more importantly, what you're doing to combat it. I love the idea that you've started Panda People Against the NDAA in an effort to try to get it, rid of it. And I want to get into that. But before we do so, let me ask you the obvious questions. I guess I could ask you, what is the NDAA? But most of my listeners will probably turn off the radio because they all mostly know what's behind it. They know about the indefinite detention. They know about the various aspects of the NDAA. They might not know it all, but they get the gist. And by the way, I will take some callers here. I see people are lining up on the board here. 800-313-9443. I'll get to your calls in just a second. But let me ask you a question here. Do they really need a piece of draconian legislation like the NDAA to violate our rights to do all this crazy stuff that they're doing in government? I mean, do they really need it to be on the books? Don't you think that the so-called shadow government will still do this regardless?
Even without referring to the shadow government, I can name two people right off the bat, Anwar al-Awlaki and Abdulrahman al-Awlaki, who were American citizens, who were killed and executed as American citizens without charge, without a trial, and that was before the NDAA passed.
So there you go. They're going to do it regardless. But nonetheless, I think it's important to show that they're just so blatant about it, that they're, you know, this kind of thing happens and it's a part of the government's corruption. And it kind of, you know, is underground to a certain extent, but now it's just right in your face on a piece of paper.
It's right in your face on a piece of paper. And not only that, but it's Congress giving their okay to it. So it's Congress giving the nod to the president saying, yeah, what you guys were doing earlier, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You can indefinitely detain and apply military force, which, by the way, includes lethal force. That's what military force is. You can apply military force to American citizens. That's cool. That's Congress agreeing with an action the president had already taken, which had not yet been challenged under plenary authority of the president in the Supreme Court or in any of the U.S. courts that I know of. So right. it was a power the president was already exercising. But the NDAA, imagine the AUMF, which is what he was claiming, the AUMF on one hand, and he was claiming that because he was commander-in-chief, he could do whatever he wanted. So imagine two circles. The AUMF did everything the NDAA allowed them to do, but applied to a really, really, really small circle of American citizens, very, very distinct. They had to be captured on a foreign battlefield. They had to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the NDAA took that little circle and took the authority and the violations of the Constitution inherent in that circle and applied it to everyone else for everything else. That's what the NDAA did. So it took existing power and applied it to everyone.
Well, I thought that Barry Sotero was supposed to be the pro-peace left candidate. I mean, isn't it guys like George W. Bush on the right that does this kind of thing?
Since when is it a left-right issue? I mean, the founding fathers were
so... Of course, I know
that.
I'm joking here, but yeah.
Right. But it's important to note that the founding fathers weren't just against the left and right system. I want to read a quote from John Adams. John Adams once said, "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution."
Well said. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll get to some calls in just a second. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're talking with Daniel Johnson of Panda, People Against the NDAA, which I have to give kudos to him for starting. And I think part of the success, Dan, I was thinking about this, is the, the catchy acronym, Panda. And I know that sounds corny as hell, but I think that's part of the success. You think so as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Branding is everything. And I have to hat tip to one of our founding members, Zachary Schock, out here in Bowling Green, Ohio. He came up with the name because I had called us an acronym within an acronym within an acronym. And it was so – by the time you finished spelling it out, you'd filled up a paragraph. And he said, well, we could be SANDA, Students Against the NDAA. We could be Panda. You could be Panda. And I'm like,
Panda, there you go.
I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. And so Panda was born.
Well, awesome. I want to learn more about what kind of solution-oriented initiatives you guys are presenting to combat the NDAA. But let's squeeze some phone calls in during the next segment here before we get to that. Werner from New Brunswick. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, fellas. You all bring some good points, and then there's some misinformation mixed.
Well, I don't want to hear about the misinfo. I can never say anything that's misinfo. What are you talking about?
And as I say, it has been very hard for people here in North America to face up to the crimes that have been committed. Mm-hmm. Or they, some of your people have committed by... based on misinformation over the last 100 years.
All right, we'll cut to the chase. What's the misinfo?
There has been before the Second World War, a cliché has been nurtured here in North America about National Socialism. I want to point out, I am not, don't prescribe to any political dogma. I just look at the facts. I grew up in the old country. My parents went through the First and Second World War. You know, they grew around the turn of the 19th century.
Yeah.
They were no National Socialists, but they acknowledged what was done right with National Socialists.
Which was?
Over the last few years, late in life, I got quite an education thanks to the advent of the internet and the availability of the original archives. I still speak German. I'm now 70 years old. And I took the time to listen to it, to watch it, to read about it from the original archives. And it gave me a completely wrong impression. And among those documentaries, I came across basically a gem about a couple of weeks ago. Don't be shy and don't be scared. The title is Hitler, the greatest story never told. It's 17 parts, original footage. From before the First World War until 1945. It's still a work in progress. Original footage.
Well, listen, Vernon, let me interrupt here because I think I see where you're going with this. I don't think that we should play the Nazi card every single time we talk about tyranny. I don't think that everything we're told, specifically by the Zionist-controlled media, is the case in regards to World War II. I don't believe the Holocaust has been expounded on to the fullest extent, and I think we've been misled on a number of different points in regards to that. But that being said, I do think we should take a look at some of the shift in thinking that has been brought over here with Operation Paperclip, with the Bush family funding the Nazis in that regard. And I do think we should look at the tyranny as a general sort of subject matter and not necessarily bring up the Nazis as the only tyranny-based system.
The last few years, some people in North America wake up. But there has been for the last 150 years, there has been a kind of a tendency in North America by most of the people in North America to look for a whipping boy, for somebody else to blame.
All right. I got you. Thanks for the call. No, you're right. I see that as the case. I think people are starting to go beyond that. But, I think what our guest was getting at here is government, regardless of it being Nazis or Stalin or China, government incrementally bringing forth draconian legislation that goes after the people's rights. And I think that point is what needs to be heard. Jerry in Chicago, you're on the line. What's up?
Hi, Bob. I'd like to compliment your guest, Dan Johnson. I was shocked to hear he was 19 years old. I figured him to be in his 30s. Sounded like a true adult. But
agreed.
You know what, going on to what Berner said real quick before I forget, I would suggest people watch what he suggested. Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told, and I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes. We've been lied to. Another question, too, is your guest made a comment about a YouTube video. Can he say it a little, and I'll let you go with that. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Dan, repeat what that video was that you watched that woke you up to some of this.
Well, it's called 61 Senators Betrayed You Today. However, it's been pulled. It doesn't exist on YouTube anymore.
So you can go to the original 61 Senators that betrayed you today, and it's gone. See it.
Yeah, 61 Senators Betrayed You Today. The account associated with the video has been terminated. So it's gone. Whoever put up that video, it was really good, but the video is now gone, and I learned my lesson, so I capture videos now and bring them on my computer. But I wish that video was still there. It's not. It's gone.
Interesting. Before I get to some more calls here, tell me, what do you guys hope to accomplish? What is the solution-oriented side to Panda?
Well, all of Panda is solution-oriented. But what we hope to accomplish is eventually to restore constitutional governance in the United States. But in the meantime, we have launched Operation Homeland Liberty. Not Operation Homeland Security, Operation Homeland Liberty. It's a slap in the face of the Department of Homeland Security, which we don't really care for at all. And Operation Homeland Liberty is 50 states, 365 days, stop the NDAA by the end of this year. So our first step of stopping the NDAA, if you will, is to, number one, pass legislation against it in the state. Now, as some people will say, well, does this legislation actually stop them from detaining you? No, no more than the Bill of Rights stops your rights from being violated. But the Bill of Rights gives you a ground to stand on and is a deterrent to the government ever, or used to be at least, a deterrent to the government ever violating your inalienable God-given rights. However, the Bill of Rights has been violated several times. So they have a point, but if you don't have that leg to stand on, you're going to be following the Federalist argument, which was, well, you know, people have natural rights and they'll be recognized anyway. And the Federalists, although they were great people, they were also not as pragmatic and they were a little naive in believing power or the effect of power on people. And the Anti-Federalists were like, you know, we need a Bill of Rights because these rights need to be officially recognized on paper. And that's what we do. We bring legislation, state legislation, our first step. We bring state legislation up in every single state across the country. And that state legislation gives a, number one, a deterrent for the government ever using this power, because God forbid the NDAA get media coverage, it'd be gone in a week. But it also serves as a leg to stand on for the citizen or the family of the citizen who could be detained in court. And that's what we're trying to do as a first step. And obviously the second step is eternal vigilance. But the first step is to give people a leg to stand on in saying that their rights shall not be violated and they shall not be indefinitely detained by anyone, from the military to the FBI to Interpol, and taken anywhere from Guantanamo to Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter. That's unconstitutional to indefinitely detain.
Right on. David in Arkansas, you're on the air with Dan Johnson. What's up, buddy?
Well, welcome to RBN, brother, and congratulations
Thank
on
you.
A new time slot. Well, I would have to say that Dan is certainly an inspiration to us all. It is going to prove in living embodiment my point here, because as the government tries to legitimize what it's already been doing all along, it starts to wake people up. This is what woke him up. This is what got him active. So he decided there's something wrong with this, and has stepped up and is trying to do something about it. And this is happening more and more frequently as these guys are trying to legitimize the illegitimate. So there's some good news here, because, you know, the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force him to act like it out in the open, and that's exactly what's starting to happen.
Yeah, and it's like the whole frog in the boiling water example. You know, if they put it right in that boiling water, they're going to jump out. But if they incrementally do it.
Yeah. This is exactly what's starting to happen. And the conversations out there in the world, and believe me, I've been paying attention to a lot of them, and having a lot of them going on amateur radio, people aren't buying this stuff anymore. You know, they're starting to realize that they've been lied to, that they've been deceived, that there's hidden agendas that are not in their best interest, and they're starting to get active in wanting to seek solutions and do something about it. And this is exactly what Dan's doing. And it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, I think being 19, being active about doing something about this, you know, stepping up and creating a really very well thought out organization to try to affect some solutions in here should definitely be an inspiration and a motivational thing for us all.
Agreed. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah. Dan, I wanted to ask you about Well, while I'm thinking about that, let's go to another call. Bob in Michigan. Bob, I'm ready for bed. Can't you tell?
Hey, wait a minute, Bob. Are you having a senior moment already?
I am, and I'm only 27. You want to host the rest of the show for me? It can be the Bob in Michigan show. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd love it. Hey, I've got a question for Dan. Where in Ohio are you?
Somewhere in an underground bunker for reason of national security. No.
I don't blame you.
Bowling Green.
Okay. What is the college that you're going to?
Communism University. Bowling Green State University.
Okay. What's wrong with Hillsdale up in Michigan?
Oh, Hillsdale College, right.
Oh. Well, number one, it's expensive. And number two,
yeah,
it's too
I know. Okay.
even though I was born in Michigan, actually, I was born in Ypsilanti, and
I'm in the Detroit area, just down the street from you.
Okay, yeah, so I'm a Michigander. I'm a diehard Wolverine fan. I've actually went up to Michigan when Oakland County blocked the NDAA in October. I was up there, one of the speakers at the county commission. So I've been up to Michigan several times for all of your events and to make sure that we've stopped the NDAA up there. We have a great state coordinator in Michigan, but it's out of the state. I mean, out of state tuition is insanely expensive.
Yeah, I know. I was just curious because you mentioned the, socialist college that you were at, and I thought, why would somebody this intelligent want to hang out with a bunch of morons?
Yeah, but it's fun, Bob. It's fun to combat these morons.
Yeah, great entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's not even entertainment.
Can I get the peanut concession?
Well, it's not even entertainment so much as education. Because my professor, who I had challenged on the education side of things, until she had actually come out and said that we believe that, you know, we trust more in we want the health of the state more than the individual, or the health of the country more than the individual. Until she came out and said that, I would have never have known that side of things. How did the other side think? Know your enemy, Sun Tzu.
Well, yeah, that's, that you're in a great place to learn. I wish you well, Dan. You're a hell of a guy.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
Thank you.
So Dan, let me ask you: where do you see this all going? I mean, do you really think that you can abolish the NDAA? And if so, what is the actual process, the legal process, to do so?
Let me go real quickly through two reasons why I think America is better off than any other country around the world that's gone through this cycle. Remember how I've said this is cyclical. This is something that just happens to every country. We're a young country. It hasn't happened to us yet. Our 250 years will be up around 2026. But there are two things that are different in America. Number one is the internet. The free flow of information. The free flow of information the government may not want us to know. Because the first step in enacting a dictatorship is information crackdown. You have to control what goes in so you can control what comes out. is necessary for a dictatorship.
Well, what if you just flood it with constant garbage? Couldn't you saturate it so that those bits of information that they want to conceal are no longer exposed?
It depends on how big you flood it.
With lots of Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you know, that's not as much on the internet. You see, the internet has taken a life of its own as a backdoor, if you will.
That's true. And what about Aaron Swartz?
Aaron Swartz. I mean, you just go down the list. But the point I'm getting at, the free flow of instantaneous information, I would never have found out about the NDAA without the internet. So the instantaneous information and the free flow of it, it works against us sometimes, but it is necessary for us to beat this cycle. And the second thing is our values as a country. No other country around the world has our values and has the way that we were raised up in freedom and liberty. No other country has that. That's why America can really break that cycle.
All right, we're going to let you have the last word in the final segment coming up here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight has been Daniel Johnson. And Dan, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I will have to have you back on. And anytime you have an update, feel free to get in touch with me and we'll share it with our listeners. The websites, and I'm just going to shut up and give you the final say here about your organization and what you hope to see.
Yeah. We hope to see every state legislature across the country pass legislation against the NDAA. Right now we have 25 teams across the country pushing legislation, and 17 states have introduced bills against the NDAA. So we're very, very excited about that. And we're always looking for more places around the country where we can either start a team that we don't already have. We're only in half the states. Or where we can add you to a team that already exists. So if anybody wants to join the organization, join up with our efforts, they can go to pandaunite.org. That's pandaunite.org. Or they can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/pandaunite. Twitter, twitter.com/pandaunite. Tumblr, actually, pandaunite.tumblr.com. And YouTube, tinyurl.com/pandaunityt. There's a lot of different places to get in touch with us, and we are a very grassroots-oriented organization. So we focus, you might even get a call from me. We're very down-to-earth. We're not, you'll email us once and you'll never hear from us again. We're really pushing back against this tyrannical piece of legislation, because the American people deserve better. And, Ben Franklin was walking out of the Constitutional Convention, and a woman looked up and said, "What kind of government did you give us?" And all sarcastic. And Ben Franklin looked at her and said, "A republic, if you can keep it." And that's our slogan. That's our motto. That's exactly what we're looking at, is America is a republic if we can keep it. It takes eternal vigilance to keep a republic. It takes eternal vigilance, not just, hey, we're going to go out and protest one issue one day. It's eternal vigilance. And Patrick Henry said some very powerful words when he was calling the American Revolution to arms. And I say that this nowadays applies not necessarily to taking to arms, but taking to arms in the battle against the NDAA and against tyrannical legislation peacefully. And he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." That's it. Give me liberty or give me death. You have to have that kind of determination. Give me liberty or give me death. It's a republic if we can keep it. PandaUnite.org.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate you coming on. Hope the listeners get involved. That's what we want them to do. So thanks again for coming on.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, that does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. That was Dan Johnson of Panda. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Next week, I have a number of different shows prepared for you that I think you'll enjoy. We're going to start doing some shows on the topic of health, how to protect your health from all the slow-kill poisons that face you on a daily basis. All right, enjoy your weekends, and last but not least, love you. We're going to chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.